Number 93 from March of 2007, Nice Guys Finishing First. Most of us around this part of the country are still basking in the light of the Super Bowl victory by our Indianapolis Colts. Sure, there were a few disgruntled Bears fans in the area, but surprisingly, even they are not too upset that their team lost because a really good team won. I spoke to several Bears fans after the game, and they all said the same kinds of things, that if the Bears did lose, they were glad it was to the Colts. It made me wonder why. I think the answer is because the Colts did it the right way, with the right spirit about them. Did you notice that there was no bashing of the other team during the two-week media blitz leading up to the Super Bowl? Did you notice that there were no Colts players arrested for drunken disorderly charges or solicitation of hooker charges? Did you notice that there were no 15-yard penalties for taunting opposing players? Did you see any players engaging in the self-promoting chest-thumping antics that normally make you sick? Did you catch the fact that all the players talked not about themselves, but about the team? Did you pay attention to the fact that the players wanted to win not for themselves, but for Coach Dungy? It was very apparent to me that these guys would walk through fire for their coach. Do you think that all of this is an accident? No, I don't either. Probably the most salient answer given to the media was when Coach Dungy was asked about the significance of having two African-American coaches in the Super Bowl. Coach Dungy said that it was important because it would give other worthy coaches a chance in the NFL, but he said that it was more significant that there were two Christians coaching in the Super Bowl. People had questioned whether Coach Dungy could ever go all the way and win a Super Bowl because he was just too nice a guy, and his team reflected that on the field and would always be too soft to win it all. Well, isn't it nice to see that every once in a while, nice guys do finish first? Isn't it refreshing to see that you don't have to curse, swear, and demean players to get them to produce? Doesn't it do your heart good to see two coaches who are not afraid to let anyone know that everything they have comes from God and everything they do must glorify not themselves, but God? Doesn't it look different to see the picture of all the Colts players on their knees praying in the locker room after the game rather than immediately spraying champagne all over themselves and extolling their own virtues? Coach Dungy has talked about not coaching football forever. He would like to begin a prison ministry. I think he would be terrific at this, but I would never underestimate the impact of his present ministry with the Indianapolis Colts.